You're listening to the Sabrina Philip Podcast. In today's episode, I break down how you can leverage intellectual property to increase your influence, impact, and sales. Keep listening.
You're listening to the Sabrina Philip Podcast. In this show, online business coach and self-made millionaire Sabrina Philip shows you how to do entrepreneurship your way. She moved to Bali with just $800 in her bank account, and 1 year later had scaled her business to seven figures. Sabrina has been featured in Forbes, Business Insider, Goldcast, and Cosmopolitan, and is a contributing writer for Entrepreneur. Using her signature intentional, manageable, profitable framework, Sabrina helps women make millions online. Currently living in Scotland with her two doodles, Bonnie and Clyde, tune in each week as she reveals the best tips, tricks, and strategies for creating the intentional life and business of your dreams. Here's your host, Sabrina Philip.
Welcome back to the podcast. In today's episode, we are talking about how to leverage intellectual property to increase your influence, impact, and sales. So when I talk about intellectual property, I am talking about processes, ideas, and frameworks that you came up with. I am not talking about looking at what your coach is doing, taking her information, repackaging it, and rebranding it. That is called stealing. So the big thing I would go ahead and say is that in order for you to have intellectual property, there needs to be a level of mastery in your business. So I would not be jumping into this if you just started in your business because you frankly don't have the experience to know what is your unique approach to something, right? So you need to have time of going out there and working with clients and doing the work, coaching, leading, selling, whatever that is, to figure out what is it that you uniquely believe to be true? What is your unique approach that gets results that you can then teach to other clients in order to grow your business? Now, in my business, I have created a lot of intellectual property over the years through my frameworks, like my intentional, manageable, profitable framework, my seven-step sales call, my launch life cycle. But again, these are things that I have developed through trial and error. And so I think that if you try to create, because I often have this where a client will come to me and they'll be like, these are the three pillars of my framework. What do you think? And quite honestly, their pillars sound fucking boring. And like everyone else, how many people are going to say clarity? You know, like my pillar is clarity or authenticity or whatever. And it's like, sure, that sounds super great, but does it actually hit? Does it actually mean something? Is that something that you yourself have actually embodied within your business and that you actually use when working with your clients? And so my prompt to you is that if you don't yet know what your unique approach is, go do more business, go work more, go launch more, go sell more, because it will come to you. And when it does, that is such a powerful tool to increase your influence, impact, and sales. But if you just try and come up with whatever and slap a cute label on it, it's not going to work. And the reason for that is you need to embody your intellectual property. Why? Because there is a level of brand awareness that when someone thinks about that, they immediately think of you, right? So for example, if we are thinking about the phrase artificial intelligence, there are some names that might immediately pop into your brain, right? Like Mark Zuckerberg or Elon Musk or Sam Altman. If we are talking about, very, let's say, sculptural fashion, people might think of like Schiaparelli or something like that. But there's something that's very like unique in that approach or that vision or that lens that there is a level of brand awareness. And when you have that intellectual property, when you have that framework and you truly lead with that, whenever someone hears that, they think of you. An amazing example is my own coach, Lacey Seitz. She has a framework that she has been teaching for 7 or 8 years now, which is her mindset strategy execution framework, her MSE framework. She utilizes this with all of her clients. She believes it through and through. She teaches on it. She has programs on it. She does live streams on it. She talks about it in her podcast. Like, it is such a thing that this intellectual property that she has created has built brand awareness for her business, because when someone hears mindset strategy execution, they think of Lacey Seitz. And the reason why intellectual property is so powerful is there's a legal component to it, and that only you can teach that information, right? That's something that you created. That's something that you own. There are people who will license their intellectual property. There's a really big male coach out in Australia, and he has a coaching program, And literally all of the content in the coaching program is other people's intellectual property that he has licensed to be able to reteach inside of that coaching program. So there is a financial element, there's a legal element to intellectual property. And that is because there is that exclusivity where it can only be taught by that person unless it's being licensed to somebody else, right? And that's why sometimes when you sign up for a coaching training program, you are possibly paying a licensing fee either in the initial training or ongoing to be able to reteach that information. Because if that information and if that intellectual property works, gets results, is structured, that is a very powerful tool for getting clients results, but also for getting business. And the reason being is that if you can only get that information from that person, they're sold. Because if you sell someone on your process, you sell them on your product. So if you do have a framework that you've developed, or if you do have some sort of process that's really unique, that's your intellectual property, and you focus on selling that, teaching that, creating awareness around that, well, if you're the only one who teaches that, then that's the only program that they can buy because they can't get that same information anywhere else. This also gives you the opportunity to really increase your sales and increase your impact, because if you find a way to document your intellectual property and reteach that to people on your team, you can create a level of standardization, but also a level of education around your teachings and your frameworks and your processes that allows you to build out support coaches, that allows you to create documents, formulas, and templates so that you can reach more people. Now, the big thing to say here is sometimes people attempt this where they're like, well, I'm just going to create a course and people are going to take my course, but I'm not going to coach them. And it really falls flat. And that's because the information inside is so cookie cutter and it's not communicated in such a way that people understand how to take that intellectual property and apply it to their own business. So there has to be a level of mastery with this. There is a food blogger that I really love. She has a website in Australia called Recipe Tin Eats. I believe that she is the largest food blogger in Australia, actually. And she makes all of her own recipes. And something she will often talk about is how she attempted a recipe 25 times, 35 times, 75 times before she got the recipe absolutely right, that she knew that without fail, if someone tried to replicate her recipe, they would get the same result. There would be a standardized result that always worked. And there is a level of mastery in someone making the same, let's say, spaghetti bolognese 75 times so that they know exactly how much oregano, how much onion, how much tomato paste is going to go into this recipe so that anyone who follows it is going to get that result. And that's really, I think, the key to intellectual property is there has to be that mastery, but there also has to be that ability to communicate the framework so that it actually gets people results. And then when you are able to effectively do that, you create a lot of brand awareness and a lot of authority because you're not just reteaching information, you're teaching your own unique processes and your own unique frameworks. And then when you're really selling someone on your process, you have then sold them on your product. And that's then how you're able to really take your business to the next level. I have often told my clients that one of the big keys, there's a few of them, but one of the big ones in going from six figures to seven figures is utilizing intellectual property. And that's because when you are constantly just responding to your clients in the moment with inspired ideas, you're the only one who can coach them. But when you're utilizing intellectual property, you can have team members coach them, but you can also help clients learn how to coach themselves and help clients figure out how to make good decisions and how to start to develop self-trust in their business and use your intellectual property as a teaching tool, but also as a process for decision-making. And so I know that this is a bit of a higher level conversation, but it is one that I wanted to bring to the podcast today. And I think it's something that we can start thinking about is how can I start to examine my business or my life, my relationship, my approach to nutrition, whatever that is, and really consider what is it that I believe to be uniquely true based on my unique experiences that has created massive results for me, but also has created results for my clients? And how can I start to unpack that, document, and really create a standardization, not so that it's cookie cutter, but so that there is mastery and that there is a decision-making framework for my clients so that they can get better results, but also so that the value is not just in the time with me, but in the intellectual property that they are accessing. And that I think is a huge win for being able to scale, because then you're not selling your time, you're selling your intellectual property. Thank you for tuning in today's episode. I hope that this was helpful, and I'll see you in the next one.